This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Master Jennifer Yu, author of the number one best-selling book, Happy Reloaded, Recode Your Mind for Modern Happy Living. She is also the creator of Happy Tai Chi, a practice that combines ancient Tai Chi principles with modern-day neuropsychology concepts that impacts personal happiness. And Jennifer, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Oh, it is my pleasure to be here with you and your listeners.
Yeah, and thanks for your time, Jennifer. Much appreciated. So for starters, tell us, what is Happy Tai Chi?
Okay, let's get to it. Well, to simply put it, Happy Tai Chi equals to happy plus Tai Chi, right? And yes, you guessed it. There is a happy bonus component to this Tai Chi practice. It will directly improve your happiness. We'll find out more now. Most people in the West may know Tai Chi either as a martial art or an exercise. Not many Tai Chi practitioners even actually realize Tai Chi is foremost a special set of principles for inclusion, balance, resilience, and efficiency. It is time-tested and universally applicable to all areas of our lives, from our mindset, diet, exercise, relationships, business development, ecosystems, to worldly affairs. You name it, everywhere, everything. Understanding and applying this ancient wisdom can bring profound health, harmony, and happiness to today's overwhelming and stressful world. So Happy Tai Chi teaches these special principles in science-based and practical ways. It combines the power of this Eastern millennium-old wisdom with proven findings of Western modern science and positive neuropsychology, so you can easily plug it into your busy life as a mindset, diet, meditation, exercise, or life strategy for stronger, happy neural pathways and emotional resilience with less distress and more smiles.
And who wouldn't want less stress and more smiles, right? So why is Happy Tai Chi a new playbook for modern happy living? Get into some of those details.
Well, as we all know, our modern living is more fast-paced, info overloading, but somehow more sedentary. It tends to overwhelm and cause mental tension. As a result, it begins to produce this spreading epidemic of toxic tension, stress, imbalances, and conflicts that greatly threatens the wellness and happiness of individuals and societies all over the world. The World Health Organization is predicting that by 2020, depression will be second only to heart disease in terms of the global burden of illness. So that's just really overwhelming. Research shows almost all the ailments we acquire, human acquire, are toxic stress related or induced. And only 5 or less of cancers or vascular disease can be attributed to hereditary causes. And the new epigenetic study tells us that our body actually has the ability to switch on and off the expressions of our genes. So that's just a lot of findings to tell us what we can do. There's a lot we can do So Happy Tai Chi is a science-based, as we just talked, it's a science-based new application of this principles of inclusion, balance, and efficiency. So it combines modern positive neuropsychology, directly targets and effectively counters our toxic tension, stress, and our extreme imbalances in today's world.
And thanks so much for your input there. Much appreciated. Now, another matter I'd like to get clarification on, what are qi or chi and yin and yang?
Right. So I know, it's even hard to pronounce, right? So qi, that's the first, you know, if we talk about Tai Chi, unavoidably, we're going to mention the qi and yin yang. A lot of people probably heard it, qi, 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 yin yang, right? So really, qi is just energy. In English, we call it energy. So qi is a Chinese word. It is mostly used. And it's most important concept in China that's used most frequently, almost like a few sentences you talk in China, you're going to mention the word qi. So that's just how important energy for us, right? So it just means energy in a most general and fundamental sense. So this energy is pretty much the base currency of everything, if you will. And so when we are bartering or exchanging currency, we can say we're simply exchanging energy. And quantum physics already taught us that energy is electromagnetic waves and fields, and everything is energy. That's what quantum physics tells us. Atoms or even quarks are just nano vortexes of energy. So it's amazing to think about that. So we can say energy is everything. So everything is energy. So energy is everything. So no energy, basically no nothing. No stars, no earth, no process, no event, no conscious, no life, no cell, no quarks, right? And our universe is a chi field. Our world is a chi field. Community is a chi field. Life is a chi play. So we must learn to see through the material surface of everything and become more energy or chi oriented and be conscious of the quality of the vibes of our food, water, natural environment, social surroundings, personal relationships, and the harmony among our chi fields. And quantum physics also taught us everything in the energy field affects the field. So that's a powerful statement right there. So everything, everybody, right? Their wellness, their happiness affect ours. So we're all on earth, we're all in this field together. And now that's qi. So it's and then we go to yin and yang. So yin and yang basically also it's another most important use Chinese words and concepts. So this is just like, think about this. Everything runs on energy. Our universe, our life runs on energy. But the operating is a dual engine system, okay? So we have this big boat, this big life ship that we're running. Everybody is a captain, right? It's like an enterprise ship, right? We have how many trillions of cells, 50 trillions of cells. That's the crew members. We're running the ship day and night, like three shifts, right? 24/7. So the two engine, one engine, the name is yin, and the other engine's name is yang. So think about this is our two engine. We need both. So the yang engine is this, you know, thriving, expanding, powering up, moving, and heating up, logical, rational, strength, justice, you know, this type of, produce this type of energy. And then the yin engine is the other part of it. It takes care of the other part of it, like downtime, resting, recovering, cool down, intuitive, creative, emotional. flexibility, mercy, you know, compassion, cooperation. And if yang is to lead, if yin is to support. So you can see the summer, the winter, the day and night go on and on, like, you know, masculinity, femininity, you know, all different acts. The two covers the whole. Each one take care of one part. So they kind of like, almost like opposing, but they're complementing. So that's yin and the yang, right? So we can see they both are equally important. We need them both. And also, they are relative. So when we talk about, you know, as you're yin or I'm yang, you're yang, obviously you're man, you're more yang, I'm more yin. But then it's relative. So there's even, you're taller than me, I can say, oh, you're tall, I'm short, right? So you have this two. And, but compared to a taller person than you, all of a sudden, your tall become relatively short. So I'm short, but if I'm compared to a shorter person, I'm relatively taller. So that's why we understand it's relative. In humans' world, everything has this duality of yin and yang aspect, right? And everything is relative, and it's always having this relativity with us in our world, in humans' mind, in humans' world. Even the truth is absolute, right? One source, we're all in together. But as humans live, how we process our mind, this yin and yang spectrum is always with us. So the secret about wellness, well-being is balance. So we must accept both sides, including the so-called good, the so-called bad. We embrace both. Both are valuable, equally valuable and needed. And the secret is balancing the engines, these two engines, right? Keep them balanced, not overheated, not extreme on one way to burn it out. So the 70-30 rule, the golden rule of 70-30, as long as this boundary we're fluctuating between the 70-30, we're all good. And when we go beyond that, become extreme one way or the other, imbalance happens, disorders happen, and destruction happens. So that's a lot.
It is, but we certainly appreciate the thorough coverage today. We're speaking with Master Jennifer Yu, author of the number one best-selling book, Happy Reloaded, Recode Your Mind for Modern Happy Living, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Personal Development Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, is Happy Tai Chi easy to use?
Yes. So, Happy Tai Chi is easy almost for every situation. Like whatever the situation is, it can effectively help strengthen your happy neural pathways and elevate the happiness and quality of life. So simply apply any mindset, any dietary guide, any meditation you like. Just apply to whatever the life situation that you have. You will see positive results. For example, so apply the number one, you know, the first happy Tai Chi mindset, which is accepting, right? So inclusion, all inclusion. So all inclusiveness is the number one mindset of happy Tai Chi. So all inclusiveness means we gotta accept, validate, and value everything. Like I said, the yin engine, the yang engine, right? All of it. So proactively accept, validate, and appreciate anything and everything around you. So this alone, right? This alone will just change the energy dynamic, right? Especially the things for people that are challenging at the time. So it, We can just think this is a video game, right? It's a video game, so all these challenging situations, things, people. They are just those obstacles to overcome for us to collect points. For example, just use this, okay, analogy. To collect a point so we can get to our next level, right? You play the game, you need to hit all this stuff, jump over this and, you know, swim over that and kill these little thing, and so we get to the next, get the points, we get to the next level. And so these things, people may appear to be difficult, scary, or obnoxious sometimes, but we really need them. They are valuable to us for our quest, for our journey, for our destination. So practicing this mindset a few times, you repeat this a few times, just like in the video, you practice a few, repeat a few times, and quickly we become good at it. We become better and better at it, right? So even we may not understand why the obstacles are there at the first place and why they're so difficult, why seem so impossible, even we don't understand it, fine. We just simply repeat, you know, we apply, okay, I don't understand it, I may not agree, but you're here for a reason, so I accept and value you. I accept and value you. I accept and value you. Because it's here. It's placed there by the Creator, right? So we're all equal. I'm here, you're there. And stop the fight. Stop the resistance. Stop wasting energy on tension, stress. Stop creating a toxic, right? So just accept and validate whether we understand at this moment or not. We accept, validate, and we value it for whatever is there, its existence. Then this way we ease our mind. We're at ease. We're not fighting. We're at ease. So by being at ease, right, body switch to recovering mode, resting mode, and not in the fighting mode, releasing stress hormone, death hormone. In exchange, we're going to rest in recovery mode. So we're conserving. We have more energy to handle the obstacles, to overcome, to, you know, tap into our resources and to get to our destiny, finish the task, right? Get on the journey, get on the track. So that's how do you make it really simple? Basically, just apply the mindset, or simply just go to the happy element. The happy element is we just focus on one of our very favorite happy moment, or a person, or animal, or a thing, right? So everybody has their own favorite, their own little list. So go for your favorite. Just think of it. Just think of that. When we think of the favorite happy moment, person, thing, and it just connects us to that happy vibration, right? And our neural pathway, that happy neural pathway, just get lit up, strengthened every time we connect to it, every time we think about it. So strengthen our happy neural pathway. Whatever the situation is right now, let's just go to the happy place for a moment. So get that neural pathway strengthened, which will in turn produce this inner smile. When we think of that favorite happy moment, that image, right? So this smile is going to come out. And our body is wired in such an amazing way. The body and mind is a direct loop, right? So when we think of that, we're going to start to have a smile coming out, and it's going to trigger certain muscles on our face, especially the ones by the eye. And when that happens, it actually triggers the release of certain biochemicals into our bloodstream. And these biochemicals, the happy hormone and whatnot, is released into bloodstream and produce better mood, positive emotions. So it's as simple as that. It's biology. So Happy Tai Chi just teaches you the shortcuts. Just go. Think about that favorite happy moment, favorite happy image, and get the happy energy going and get to biology at the biological level that serves us. And just that. But the mindset is important. That step one, first mindset, is very important. It applies to everything. And that give us better, more energy. And then utilize that shortcut, the happy neural pathway. And that would help us as well. So all these are just little tricks, little tips, very easy to use. You can learn more from my books, seminars, and retreats, and easily apply to our life, whatever the situation is.
And glad you mentioned that. And if listeners wanted to order the book or get more information about yourself, where's the best place online to do so?
Okay. The website is happytaichi.org. That is just the three words together, happytaichi.org. So happytaichi.org.
Certainly a lot of resources to tap into. Again, folks, it is happytaichi.org. Jennifer, thanks so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric. My pleasure.
Again, we've been speaking with Master Jennifer Yu, author of the number one best-selling book, Happy Reloaded, Recode Your Mind for Modern Happy Living. She is also the creator of Happy Tai Chi, a practice that combines ancient Tai Chi principles with modern-day neuropsychology concepts that impacts personal happiness. And for further details, once again, visit happytaichi.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.